Are you joyful that others have different gifts than you? Or secretly jealous? What if your everyday work as a contractor, nurse, business owner, or stay-at-home parent is actually a spiritual gift from God? In this short devotional, discover how Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12 reveal that your unique abilities are grace gifts meant to transform the public square, not just Sunday mornings. Get ready to celebrate the way God wired you and to use it boldly for His glory today. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That is fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. If you haven't checked out our websites, they are awesome. You should check out the fpiw.org for all your educational, all your parts that you want to talk about getting involved in the public square, whether it's prayer ministry or evangelism or outreach ministry, or whether you want to do grassroots activism. Go to that fpiw.org website and check it out. It really does help you. And guess what? Most of our resources, actually all of our resources, are free because of generous donors like you who keep us going forward. So thank you so very much for your generosity if you are supporting FPIW or FPIW Action. Now, on the action side, FPIWaction.org, it is all your ways to steward the government, right? So to vote, to look at how do you register your position? How do you get involved with your elected officials? How do we work on school boards? All that kind of great stuff on that side of things. And so check out that website as well. Finally, I just want to thank you. If you're enjoying this Transformed Living, a Romans 12 roadmap, I want to thank you for subscribing, like, sharing, and commenting. So people have been asking me, how does that work? So if you're on Facebook, hit like. Share to your wall. It really does help us get the word of God out because we're trying to achieve a goal. Change our hearts so that we change the public square. So thank you for being involved in that and spreading God's word. All right. So let's look at the question of the day. Are you joyful that people have different gifts than you, or are you jealous? That's kind of in your face. Are you joyful that people have different gifts than you, or are you jealous? Let's read Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith, if service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, but cling to what is good. All right, so there you go. There's Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 9. So let's handle verse 6. We have gifts that differ. The gifts differ that we have between each other. So we all have different gifts. You may have a gift of evangelism. You may have a gift of discipleship. You may have a gift of, and there are degrees thereof. I mean, all of us to a certain degree are responsible for sharing our faith with those around us. So you don't just say, hey, I don't have that gift, so I'm not responsible. We oftentimes are used in a gift just momentarily, right? So maybe you see someone who needs Jesus or prayer and you operate in that moment. So we have gifts that differ. And let's read 1 Corinthians 12, 4. It says, now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of ministries, but the same Lord. There are a variety of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. So there are a variety of gifts that we can have. And I would just encourage you, don't be afraid. Just allow the Holy Spirit to use you today and celebrate that people are made different than you. You know that old song, celebrate good times, come on. I'm not sure if that's a great song, but celebrate their gifts, come on. You know, we can change that up. We want to celebrate other people's giftings and celebrate how God uses them. And I just know that as I do that and I celebrate the uniqueness of each person around me, the joy of the Lord becomes my strength. And so don't be afraid to check that out. All right, let's talk about the next part of the verse. So we have differing gifts according to the grace given to each of us. So this is what is exciting about our differing gifts. It is not by works we have these gifts. It's not conjuring up the Holy Spirit that we have these gifts. It is by God's grace and mercy that we can even have a gift. So you want to use that gift of grace that God has given you for God's glory. So let's go to 1 Peter 4:10. It says, as each one has received a special gift, okay, as each one, you're in each one, I'm in each one, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So we are to use those gifts and those callings that God gives us by his grace to serve each other. That's why we're the body of Christ. And so you get to serve another person by your gift. It might be hospitality. It might be in giving. It might be in giving a word of encouragement or something like that, or bringing a scripture to mind. I don't know what it is, but whatever your gifting is, God wants to use it today in the public square. This is where it's incredibly important, because we did not get gifts from God so that we could just use them on Sunday morning. It's not a 1/7 gift day, like, oh, I'm a contractor, I build houses, I don't have a gift from God. No, you knucklehead, you are a contractor. That is a gift. Well, I guess if you're a good contractor, that is a gift from God. I couldn't build a house if I tried to build a house. It would fall over. And so that is your gift. I'm a landscaper. That's your gift. I'm a mechanic. That's your gift. Use it for the glory of God and not the glory of your flesh. Do you recognize that the gift and the talents and the abilities that you have are from God's grace? It is because of God's grace you have that gift. Use it for his glory. I'm a manager of people. Use it for the glory of God. I'm a business owner. Use it for the glory of God. I'm a doctor. Use it for the glory of God. I'm a nurse. Use it for the glory of God. I'm a physical therapist. Use it for the glory of God. I'm a baker, a plumber. Use it for the glory of God. Are you getting it? You have those gifts and those talents. Why? Why do you have them? For the glory of God. It's by grace you have them. All right. So we get this grace given to each one of us. Each of us is to exercise them accordingly. All right, so exercise them accordingly. Now think about this. You have a gift from God. God's going to use you mightily today. You may have a speaking gift. You may have a gift that outloves people. You may have a gift that is kind to people. I don't know what it might be, but you're going to use it for the glory of God, and you're going to use it, exercise it accordingly. All right, 1 Timothy 4:14. We might go to verse 10. No, let's go to 14. So it says, do not neglect the spiritual gift within you. So you can neglect the spiritual gift in you. Now, some of you are saying, is all the things you just listed a spiritual gift, or is that just a practical gift, you might say? I don't know. All I do know is this. You can make any talent or ability that you have, you can use it for God's glory, and I believe it becomes a spiritual gift at that point. If you recognize that the talent or ability or whatever it might be is that you're not the source of that, then it becomes a spiritual gift, because the only other source is God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through prophetic utterances with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress will be evident to all. All right. So here's what I'm saying to you. There are spiritual gifts like I just mentioned, I read some of them, teaching and those kind of things within the body of Christ, within the church body, you might say. And that body, as we disperse into the public square, we are still part of the body of Christ. We don't relinquish that to Sunday morning. And so any talent, ability, gift, exhortation, giving, leading, diligence, mercy, cheerfulness, whatever you do, I want you to do it for the glory of God. And do you exercise your gifts, your talents for the glory of God? That is our hope today. Wouldn't our public square change if we just did that? Heavenly Father, we've ran out of time today. I know it's short and sweet, but Lord, we thank you that you give us gifts, God, and we want to use them today in the public spaces of our community, of those around us. Help us not to be cowards, but help us to be brave and bold and courageous to take what you have given to us to those around us. Lord, if we have the gift to share Jesus, let us share Jesus. If we have the gift to fix things, let us fix things. You know, God, we know that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So would you send us into the harvest field so that we can bring in those who need to hear about Jesus? God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.